The pencil maker told the pencil 5 important lessons just before sending it to the store. Number 1, everything you do will always leave a mark. That's true with us too. Everything we say and everything we do leaves a mark in someone's life. Sometimes it's a positive mark, and sometimes it might be negative. But everything we do has a consequence in someone else's life. Number 2, you can always correct the mistakes you make. Unfortunately, we don't have an eraser, and we can't correct the mistakes that we make, but we can ask for forgiveness. We can talk to the person that we've hurt. We can pray and ask God for forgiveness. And we may not be able to erase our mistakes, but we can be forgiven from them, and we should learn from them. Number 3, what's important is inside of you. This is so true. The apple may not be beautiful on the outside, and then when you bite into it, it's rotten in the core. We don't want to look pretty on the outside and be rotten on the inside. We want to be true in ourselves and in our hearts. Our hearts are the most important thing. Number 4, in life you will go through painful sharpenings, which will only make you better. God never told us life would be easy. We will have difficult times, and we will have times of sharpening, storms in our lives. But we trust God to carry us through these times, and we are stronger, better, and sharper on the other side. Number 5, and the most important, to be the best pencil, you must allow yourself to be held and guided by the hand that holds you. We must let God guide us to be our very best. We're all unique individuals, like pencils. We're different colors, we're different shapes, we're different sizes. And like pencils, we all have a purpose in this life. Let's not get discouraged. When we make mistakes, there is forgiveness. When we are sharpened, God is with us. And like the pencil, the most important part is inside of us. And the greatest joy is to allow ourselves to be guided by the hand of God.